This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Welcome to another episode of our tafsir page by page. إن شاء الله تعالى today we're on page 111, which is in the sixth juz, سورة المائدة. In the previous episode, we mentioned those verses concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statements of how the Qur'an is a guide, and how the Qur'an is light, and how the Qur'an takes people and guides them to the paths that are pleasing to Allah azza wa jal, the ways of peace that lead to the abode of peace. How the Qur'an is something which will take you from the depths of darkness, the darkness of shirk and kufr and disbelief, and it will place you into the light of iman, the light of tawheed, the light of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your purpose in this life. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned to us in the final verse that we took in the previous episode, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned to us the disbelief of the people who claim that Isa alayhi salam was the son of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that he is therefore a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says that the Prophet Isa alayhi salam is from the prophets of Allah. Allah can create as he will subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just because he was created without a father doesn't mean that his father is Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah be far removed from that. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as he pleases. And if Allah willed, he could destroy Isa and his mother Maryam and everyone upon earth, and neither Isa or anyone else could withstand the decree of Allah azza wa jal or his punishment if he so pleased subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore Isa alayhi salam, as we believe as Muslims, is a messenger of Allah and one of the greatest of Allah's messenger. And Allah azza wa jal gave to him a miracle birth, that his mother gave birth to him without the intervention of a male. But he is not a god besides Allah, nor is he the son of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is from Allah's messengers and from Allah's slaves and servants. In today's episode, we continue with verse number 18, and we're still speaking about this issue of the belief of the Christians and the Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 18, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقالت اليهود والنصارى نحن أبناء الله وأحباؤه قل فلما يعذبكم بذنوبكم بل أنتم بشر ممن خلق يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وإليه المصير. The Jews and the Christians say, we are the children of Allah and his beloved ones. Say, then why does he punish you for your sins? You are merely human beings, part of his creation. He forgives whoever he wills and punishes whoever he wills. Control of the heavens and earth and all that is between them belongs to Allah. All journeys lead to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here and giving to us a recounting of the belief of the Jews and the Christians that they are the chosen, beloved children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah azza wa jal says, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاهُ. They say that we are the children of Allah and his beloved ones, meaning that therefore we are upon the correct path. The Jews say it about their religion, the Christians say it about their religion, as every member of every religion will claim, that their religion is the correct one. But these people, Allah azza wa jal mentions the Jews and the Christians because they are from the what we call the Abrahamic faiths. They were sent prophets were sent to them, revelation was given to them, and so on and so forth. So therefore Allah Azza wa Jal highlights them. And they say that we are the sons of Allah or the children of Allah, and we are the beloved ones to Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning that therefore what we are upon is the truth. And only our path will lead to success and to salvation. And therefore if you are not upon our path, our religion, our belief, then you will not be from the successful ones. That is their claim and that is their belief. And Allah Azza wa Jal is saying in this verse, قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. If that is the case and that is the truth, then why does Allah Azza wa Jal punish you for your sins? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish the people that he loves? Does Allah Azza wa Jal punish the ones that he has chosen, That's what it means. We are the children of Allah, not literal children, meaning that Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen us, Allah has favored us, Allah has selected us, Allah Azza wa Jalla has preferred us above all others. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. Then why would He punish you? Does Allah punish the people that He loves, that He prefers, that He chooses? Does Allah Azza wa Jalla punish the ones who are His beloved? And so Allah Azza wa Jalla says, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْ. You are from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, from the humans that Allah created. Many have been created besides you. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can place preference, virtue. Allah can choose and select whomsoever He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, Allah Azza wa Jal did give to Bani Israel certain virtues, sent to them many prophets, sent to them many messengers, gave to them many revelations and scriptures. Allah Azza wa Jal honored and favored them. But when they continuously turned away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Azza wa Jal took away those honors and took away those virtues from them. And instead Allah Azza wa Jal gave it to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore the people who come after the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have no recourse, no choice, except to believe in Him and to accept Him as the Messenger of Allah and to follow His path, His sharia, His religion. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah can forgive whomsoever He wills, punish whomsoever He wills, because their claim is that only we will be forgiven. Their claim is that everyone else will be punished. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that they're not the ones who dictate this. They're not the ones who get to choose where punishment befalls or forgiveness befalls. They don't get to choose and select who gets to go into Jannah or doesn't. That is up to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives us the standard, if you like, or the guideline as to those people who will enter into Jannah. And that is that it is those people who are upon Tawheed, who worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone without associating anyone in partnership with Him. And from that Tawheed also, therefore, is to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the conclusion of this verse 18, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Control of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them belongs to Allah alone, and to Him is your return. To Him is your return, and Allah Azza wa Jal will judge you for that which you said, and Allah Azza wa Jal will requite you for your deeds. In verse 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ عَلَى فَتْرَةٍ مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا جَاءَنَا مِن بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. O people of the book, our messenger comes to you now after a break in the sequence of messengers to make things clear for you in case you should say, no one has come to us to give us good news or to warn us. So someone has come to you to give you good news and to warn you, for Allah has power to do all things. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying here concerning those people who, if they were to claim on the Day of Judgment and to complain that, oh Allah, you didn't send us anyone, we received no messenger, no prophet came to us, no warner came to us, we didn't get your glad tidings or your threat of punishment, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying now to the people of the book or people of the scripture, our messenger has now come to you, meaning the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad. He has now come to you after a break in the sequence of messengers. Because after the time of Isa alayhi salam, there was no prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal that was sent until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was a period of a number of centuries between those two prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or for the Jews, because they claim and they don't believe in Isa alayhi salam, then they will say that after Musa alayhi salam, no prophet or messenger was sent, because they don't believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And so therefore they will say that our prophets of Bani Israel came, but after them, up until the time of Isa, no one came. So Isa and what happened after him, we don't believe in. Either way, there was a break in the sequence of messengers, meaning that there was a gap. And Allah Azza wa Jal does as He pleases, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal can send prophets if He wishes, at whatever time He pleases, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so those people were told to uphold the scriptures that they were given and the message that the prophets brought to them of Tawheed. But now Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that we have sent you a messenger from us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though there has been a break in the sequence of time. أَن تَقُولُوا مَا جَاءَنَا مِن بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ, lest you say, no one came to us. No one came to us to give us glad tidings or to warn us. So no one can have that excuse on the Day of Judgment. No one can stand before Allah Azza wa Jal on Yawm Al-Qiyamah and say that, oh Allah, no one came to us. Oh Allah, we received no prophet or messenger. Oh Allah, we didn't know what was pleasing to you or the path that would lead to you. Because Allah sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is number one for all of humankind. And number two, it is continuous until Yawm Al-Qiyamah. So even though now we are some 1,400 years after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal from His mercy has allowed that message to continue. And that is why the Quran has been preserved. And the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been preserved. And the Muslims still know the path of Tawheed to Allah Azza wa Jal. And they know the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they know the halal from the haram. That is still something which is widely known and widely studied and easily available. And so therefore that message continues. So therefore the excuse of not knowing what the message is has been lifted, as it will continue to be lifted until Yawm Al-Qiyamah. فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal says. So someone has come to you to give you that good news and to warn you. Whether that be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his lifetime himself, or after him those people who continue to convey the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the message of Tawheed and Islam. And indeed Allah has power to do all things. The next passage, verse 20 onwards, is the story of Musa alayhi salam, which is split over two pages. So inshallah ta'ala we will take about half of it today, and half of it, the conclusion, we will take inshallah in the next episode. In verse number 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Musa alayhi salam said to his people, my people, remember Allah's blessings on you, how He raised prophets amongst you and appointed kings for you, and gave you what He had not given to any other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and recounting an event that took place towards the end of his life. We know that the story of Musa alayhi salam is dispersed throughout the Quran, and Allah azza wa jal gives to us many of the events that took place in the life of this amazing Prophet and Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet Musa alayhi salam, as we know, was sent to Pharaoh and his people so that they would worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and also that they would stop oppressing and enslaving Bani Israel. And that is a long story, and it's been mentioned slightly in certain places already, but inshallah we will come on to it in more detail as we progress in the Quran. Surah Al-A'raf, Surah, for example, Hud, Surah Taha, Surah Al-Qasas. There are many surahs in the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal expands upon the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to us a specific incident that is also to do with the central theme of the surah, that is the covenant and pledge. And that is that Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken a pledge upon Bani Israel to do something in the time of Musa alayhi salam, and they won't fulfill it. Allah Azza wa Jalla, after saving Bani Israel from Pharaoh, drowning Pharaoh and his armies in the sea, Musa alayhi salam and his people are now going towards the promised land. What is the promised land? The holy land is the land of Baytul Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa, that surrounding area, that is the holy land and the blessed land. So Musa alayhi salam is now speaking to his people as they are approaching that land, and they're close to it, but they have yet to enter it. He's speaking to his people and he's addressing them, and he's saying, oh my people, remember Allah's many blessings upon you. Allah has favored you, Allah has blessed you, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you so much. And chief amongst those blessings, greatest amongst them, is ja'ala fikum anbiya, is that Allah raised amongst you prophets. How many prophets were sent to Bani Israel? Prophets all the way from the time of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, prophets after prophets after prophets to Bani Israel. And it is said in some of the works of tafsir, they would have so many prophets that it was only that one would die and Allah would send the next one. One would go and the next one would come. So in succession they would come to them. And a number of them we know about in the Quran. So prophets like Dawood and Sulaiman and Zakariya and Yahya and Isa, all of these are prophets of Bani Israel. But Musa alayhi salam is speaking about from his time, and he's saying, remember that Allah raised amongst you many prophets. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا. And He also made you kings. Meaning that at times in your history, you had kingdom, you had power. And so therefore you could do as you please, and you had the power to worship Allah and do what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants from you. And even though now they've been enslaved for many years and generations by Pharaoh, now Allah Azza wa Jalla once again has saved them. Now they can return to those two things. Allah has given them prophets because Musa is there, Harun is there, alayhi as-salam. And if they enter into Baytul Maqdis in the way that Allah Azza wa Jal commands them, then they will also have kingdom, they will also have power, they will also be able to continue in establishing the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah has given to you that which He never gave to any other people, meaning up until that point of time. Because obviously afterwards, Allah Azza wa Jal gives to the ummah of this, of our ummah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something which is far greater. But he's speaking about his time. Up until this time, you are the best of people. Up until this time, Allah Azza wa Jal has given you so many blessings. So therefore, what must you do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in verse 21 and says, يَا قَوْمِ دَخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَرْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدَبَارِكُمْ فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ. O my people, go into the holy land which Allah has ordained for you. Do not turn back or you will be from amongst the losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah azza wa jalla has given to you this commandment, that you enter into the holy land. And remember that the people of Musa alayhi salam prophesied his coming. And they prophesied that he would come, that he would save them from Pharaoh and his tyranny, that he would take them out of bondage and slavery, and that he would lead them to the promised land. This is the prophecy that they were waiting for. And Allah Azza wa Jal fulfilled every single step of it for them, and this is now the final stage. Now here we are, towards the border of the Holy Land. We are close by. All you need to do is enter it in the way that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded. And don't turn back now. Now is not the time for you to turn back on your heels, to turn back and be from amongst the losers. Now you must go forth and do what Allah Azza wa Jal commands of you. Fulfill the covenant and pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has favored you, Allah saved you, Allah helped you, Allah has blessed you. Now you must go and fulfill the covenant and the pledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is, as we said before in the previous episodes, when Allah Azza wa Jal takes the covenant from someone, it is not just the covenant that you can say, I believe, I'm a Muslim, and then you will get Jannah automatically like that. Yes, you will get Jannah eventually if you die upon Iman. But there must be action as well. And especially if you want to enter into Jannah immediately without any punishment by Allah's mercy, then you must be from the people who enact or act upon all of the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal to the best of your ability. You must be people who uphold the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't just say, I believe, and hope that that is enough. Because if you say that you believe but you don't fulfill any of the obligations, you don't stay away from the haram, you don't fulfill your duties, then you are under the threat of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars, some of them even went to the extent to say that some of those pillars of Islam, if you reject them, you say you're a Muslim but you reject them, that is a form of kufr. And if you don't reject them but out of laziness, you don't fulfill them, like the salah, you don't pray out of laziness. There were a great number of scholars of the Salaf who used to say that such people also fall outside of the fold of Islam. Because what Islam is there left then from you if you don't pray, you don't give zakah, you don't do anything that the Muslim should do other than the fact that you just claim to be a Muslim. And so this is something which is extremely dangerous, something which you should be mindful of. And even though there is discussion amongst the scholars of Islam concerning do those people come out of Islam or not, the point is, why even place yourself in that danger zone where it may well be that you're outside of the fold of Islam? Why would you even take that risk of being in that circle, of being in that zone where there is discussion concerning you? Is he a Muslim? Not a Muslim? Maybe, maybe not. Why even place yourself within that place? So Musa alayhi salam is saying, you have the covenant of Allah. You must now fulfill it and don't turn back at this time. However, there is a problem. That problem, in verse number 22, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions to us the response of the people of Musa alayhi salam. قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإن يخرجوا منها فإنا داخلون. They said, O Musa, there is a fearsome people in this land. We will not go there until they leave. If they leave, then we will enter. The people of Musa عليه السلام understand the covenant. They know what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from them. They know what Musa alayhi salam is commanding. And Musa alayhi salam is now encouraging them and motivating them to fulfill that pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the command of Allah Azza wa Jal to enter into the land of Baytul Maqdis. However, there is a problem. In Baytul Maqdis, it's not empty. It's not a land in which there is no one living. It's not a land free of people. there is already a group of people living there. And these people are jabbarin, people who are fierce, people who are tyrannical, people who are known for their strength and their power. And these are people to be feared. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla sent this as a test for the people of Musa alayhi salam. And look at how these two tests, as we will see elsewhere in the Quran, how these two tests are so similar. Allah Azza wa Jalla just saved them from the greatest of tyrants and from the worst of despots and from the worst of the armies that you could face, and that is the army of Pharaoh. And Allah Azza wa Jalla saved them from all of them, Pharaoh and his people and his armies, without Bani Israel even having to lift a finger. They didn't have to draw a sword, lift a finger, fight a single battle, nothing. Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed Pharaoh and all of his armies, and he drowned them in the sea without any effort upon the part of Bani Israel. And he was the worst of people. Pharaoh is the worst of disbelievers, the most tyrannical of people. And Allah showed to Bani Israel this amazing miracle, gave to them this amazing blessing, gave to them this sign from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they're on the outskirts of Baytul Maqdis. And in Baytul Maqdis, there are people also that are known for their for being ferocious and fearsome and difficult to fight and so on. But they're not like Pharaoh. They're not as vast as Pharaoh. They don't have a kingdom like Pharaoh's. They don't have the wealth of Pharaoh or the armies of Pharaoh. Nothing like Pharaoh. And Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa and his people from Pharaoh with all of his tyranny and wealth and armies. So then why wouldn't you go and fight these people now in Baytul Maqdis and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal that if Allah helped you there with someone that is more ferocious, more fearsome, worse, that Allah Azza wa Jal will help you here as well. But all you need to do is take the action to trust in Allah and let your iman give you the courage to go and do as Allah commands. And if Allah has commanded you to do something, because this is a command, enter into this land now by the command of your messenger, your prophet Musa alayhi salam. If you're given this command, then know that Allah only gives a command to the believers and he will help them to fulfill it. Only Allah only gives commands to the believers when he's going to help them fulfill it. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla will give to you his divine aid, his divine protection, his help, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they're afraid. And instead of seeing these signs of Allah, trusting in Allah and going ahead, what do they say instead? They say that we don't want to go. We're afraid of these people. If they leave, we'll enter. Okay, but you have to take them out. But they don't want to do that part. Someone make them leave. You go and fight someone, whoever, get them to leave. Once it's empty, then we will enter. But for us to go and physically take it and overpower them and fight them, that's not something which we are prepared to do. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the last verse that we'll take, and as I said, the conclusion of this story inshallah will be in the next episode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 23, قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَ دُخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابَ فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Yet two men whom Allah had blessed amongst those who were afraid said, go into them through the gate, and when you go in, you will overcome them. If you are true believers, put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Two from amongst them, and the scholars of Tafsir differ as to who they are, but two from amongst the believers of the people of Musa alayhi salam stood up and they said to their people, who are you fearing besides Allah? Why are you afraid of anything other than Allah Azza wa Jal? After all that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to you of Iman and of blessings and of help and aid, what reason do you have to fear anything besides Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? And look at these statements from these two believers. These two men are not prophets of Allah or messengers. They're not Musa or Harun alayhim as-salam. They're just ordinary men, but they have Iman. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal says, that Allah blessed them. An'am Allah. Allah favored them. Because that favor, which is the favor of the strength of Iman and the courage of Iman, is from the greatest blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. They say to them, all you have to do, udkhulu alayhimul bab. Just go and enter into the gate of the city. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ. Because if that's what you do, then you will be victorious. Because Allah promises to you, all you have to do is take the first step. Show your sincerity. Show your conviction, your certainty in the promise of Allah, your Iman. Trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will do the rest. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of Badr fight the mushrikeen of Quraysh? And all they had to do was be there and show Allah Azza wa Jalla their sincerity, and Allah sent for them thousands of angels to assist them. That's what these people are saying. All you have to do is take those first steps and Allah will help you with the rest. And that is a general principle for the believer. Trust in Allah, do that which is good and halal, and take those first steps and Allah will bless your efforts. Allah will open up the door and the path for you and make it easy for you. And so trust in Allah if indeed you are believers. And then we will see inshallah ta'ala in the next episode what takes place in the conclusion of this story and how they respond and what will ultimately happen to the people of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. But with that inshallah ta'ala we come to the conclusion of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.